What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, though? 6059 Fish. Fish 42, however you want to put it. Back with another podcast. Mind of a Black Man. You know, and I'm going to go ahead and jump right into it. I know everybody seen the Super Bowl. Everybody, I know that for a fact. You know, especially the halftime performance, which I think they did a tremendous performance. It was great. You know, I really enjoyed the performance. Snoop, 50, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, Dre, Mary J, they killed it. You know, they really brought music, you know, real music, you know, to the forefront again. I really enjoyed it. But we're going to talk about the elephant in the room. That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the topic of discussion that everybody has been having. And I know everybody's been having it because I've been listening to everybody talk about it. But it seemed like nobody is saying the right thing. You know, everybody's talking about Eminem taking the knee while kneeling at the Super Bowl. You know, everybody know for a fact Kaepernick started it, and what ended up happening to Kaepernick, he actually lost his job, and still to this day, he's not playing in the NFL for that reason. For years, you know, Eminem never bit his tongue, never been the one to not actually take up for what's right and pointing people out or putting people on the spot, you know, for doing wrong. He's been doing that his whole career. He's never been afraid to talk about anything, for real. He's a pure dude, you know. He feels the same way everyone else feels, but he actually speak about it. You know, he'll say something about it. You know, everybody else will be around here just letting it go and not liking the situation and hating the situation, but won't even speak about the situation. You know, and I've noticed that throughout the years with these rappers, man, these dudes very quick to turn the other way and pretend they didn't hear or see certain things that's going on in the world and in the music industry. You know, when Vlad had said that bull crap about Farrakhan, about the minister, how rappers didn't say anything. You know, and you still see the rappers don't do interviews with this dude, you know, and he literally didn't say anything about it, like it never happened. You know, I've been seeing that for years with these rappers that are so scared to get out their place and say something about things, especially the injustice, because they're scared to lose the checks. You know, these dudes be so terrified to lose those checks and get these record labels to not messing with no more and dropping. You know, they're scared to lose that money. Like the situation with Nick Cannon, when he had Professor Griff on his podcast, and like I'm this type of man I am. If you're speaking, right, you could be talking about a touchy situation or a touchy subject. If you're speaking, and if you actually are speaking the truth, even if I don't like it, I'ma respect it. And I will accept it. Even if the truth points me out to be the bad guy or the person that's wrong in that situation, guess what? I wouldn't like it, no. Don't nobody like that feeling of being a bad guy or the person that's wrong at anything. But I have to respect it, and I will respect it because it's the truth. So when Nick Cannon was speaking with Professor Griff, basically talking about the melanin that we have inside of our body and why it makes us, you know, so happy and why we are so quick to just relax and maybe let bygones be bygones or like just move on, you know, while other people who don't have the melanin are just angry and can't let anything go and just ready to go to war over any and everything, you know, that's true. So at the end of the day, if I was a person that didn't have melanin inside of me or in my own blood, I would have probably felt a certain way and been mad. But I would have respected. I would have not tried to boycott them or shut them down or cancel them or anything because he was speaking the truth. You feel? So, as we get to the Super Bowl and Dr. Dre, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent, Kendrick Lamar, they performed for the halftime at the Super Bowl, and it was dope. But when they started playing a certain song, basically the national anthem, Eminem took a knee. He kneeled. He did what Kaepernick did. He kneeled. You know, for the same reason that Kaepernick kneeled. Eminem kneeled for that same reason, you know, for the injustice that we've been going through and for the bull crap and these cops just killing black men, just killing us for no reason in the middle of the street, you know. That's the same reason Eminem kneeled. Same reason Kaepernick kneeled. Kaepernick did it first. Everybody is talking about that, and you know, I agree with everybody. Heard a couple people saying that, you know, it doesn't matter if he was black, white, or Chinese. He kneeled, and he kneeled for us, you know, helping us out. Because I look at it the same way. You know, it doesn't matter. I don't feel no type of way. I respect him for doing it. He's a man. He did what he felt he needed to do at that time. You know, I look at it as like when we was out there with the Black Lives Matter signs and protesting and everything, how I look to my right and I see a white person with a Black Lives Matter sign yelling the same things I'm yelling out there marching for the same reason I'm marching for. You know, I'm cool with it. I'm 100% cool with it. I love it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard to get another race to actually feel what another race is going through, you know, but they've been seeing it for so long, they know, you know, and when I look at it, seeing a white person out there with the Black Lives Matter sign and protesting with us, I look at them as the man or the woman they really are. Because it's not about black or white, Chinese, Japanese, Mexican, Puerto Rican. It's all about right and wrong. And that white person who was standing next to me, marching and yelling the same thing that I was yelling, understood that we was being done wrong and been getting treated wrong for the longest. And it's not right. That's why that white person stood next to me in Marshall. Now, same thing with Eminem. That's how I look at it. He took a knee. He knew. He know that he's been getting treated wrong. And it's not right to just keep on going with the flow and not saying something, you know. It's all about being human. It's not about being a rap star or a movie star or a teacher or a cop or anything. It's just about being a human being, you know. But as you look around on the stage, Eminem was the only person who did live. And you know, everybody knows, the whole world knows Eminem is white. He's not black, he's white. But you got somebody like Dr. Dre, who was the creator of NWA, Niggas With Attitudes, that's from Compton, California, who's seen so much when it comes down to the injustice in his neighborhoods, you know, from the cops beating and killing them, to the Rodney King, to the riots, you know. And then we got somebody like 50 Cent, who's from Jamaica, Queens, who's witnessed and been through a lot of injustice his whole life, and seeing how it affects him and how it affected and killed and locked a lot of the people that he knows and love the way, you know. And then you got Kendrick Lamar up there. He's from Compton. Mary J, you know, it's like, why didn't they kneel? You know, I mean, I have to look at it from every angle. You know, why is Eminem the only one who is taking the knee? And he's taking the knee for us. It's like, to me, it looked like it was 50 Cent, Dr. Dre, and Kendrick Lamar fight, but Eminem was the only dude who was fighting who fight it wasn't. You know, it's, you know, everybody came to fight them. Nobody said they wanted to fight him, but him was the only one who ended up fighting. It looked kind of weird. It looked a little strange to me. You know, it makes you think. And that's what we really need to start doing. We need to start thinking with any and everything when it comes to any and everything, because they are very tricky, manipulative, and they lie a lot, you know. You know, so I start thinking about the whole situation and how it looked. You know, it looks crazy, it looks weird, you know. And the more I, you know, put thought into it and rattle my brain around it, I came to one conclusion of, because, you know, like I said, they're very tricky and sneaky, you know. I came up with something like, maybe they knew Eminem was going to kneel before he kneeled. You know, the NFL knew he was going to kneel, and maybe that's the only one who they were allowed to kneel or take a knee. You know, because the conversation is very light right now because of the person who did take a knee. Now, if Kendrick Lamar, Dr. Dre, if 50 Cent would have did the same thing, the conversation would have been totally different. You know, it'd be totally different. It'd be blown out of proportion to the utmost. I know that for a fact. But it still comes to the question of why they didn't. You know, are they scared? Or did they look at it and say, you know what, we've been kneeling, just let this white man kneel, and it might, you know, hit him a little different and make him do what I'm doing, you know, and let's think about it, you know. Well, like I said, is it that the NFL say, you know what, the only person who can kneel is Eminem. You, the other guys, can't kneel. If you do, you know what's going to happen to you, everything that happened to everybody else who did this, same thing is going to happen. You know, and then it comes with this too. If they did just allow Eminem to kneel to say, you know what, M is the only one who can kneel, why? Why do they want us to trust Eminem more than we trust Dr. Dre or 50 Cent or Kendrick Lamar? You know, why do they want us to trust him more than we trust Kaepernick? And these people are, we all the same color as, you know, Dre, Kendrick, Fifth, Kaepernick, you know, we're all the same color as that. It seems like they would have allowed Dre or told Dre or somebody to kneel instead of him, you know. So that gives you something to think about. Why do they want us to trust Eminem more than we trust Dr. Dre? You know, are they trying to send Eminem in so we can give them 100% trust? And, you know, they use Eminem as a means of information or something like that. I don't know. It's tricky. That's what I'm saying. A lot of different thoughts pop in my head when I look at that picture and I think about it. It's going to be a lot more thoughts that pop in my head, you know, the more I think of this, because it looks weird. It's kind of tricky to me, you know. I don't know. Should I trust this or not? But yeah, I'll just give you the thoughts. Mind of a Black Man. Go ahead and hit me up. 6059 Fish. That's on Instagram. You know, FYSH. Everything is uppercase. Go ahead and think about that. And, you know, hit me on Instagram. And I go ahead under your comments and your messages. And I'll reply back to you. But for now, that's the Mind of a Black Man. Just hitting you with a little something to think about. I'm going to see you when I see you. I'm out.